All right, we're going to go ahead and call the Siena Hills Public Infrastructure District to order. Today is December 10th, 2025. The time is 2:35 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Hello.
So for the call to order, if everyone on the call could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. One of the Gregs, you guys want to start?
I'll start Greg Whitehead.
Yeah, we
Greg
do.
MacArthur.
Justin, you're on mute. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, we got everybody but you, so that's all right.
Justin Weymouth.
Thank you.
Right, Ted, you're up.
All right. I'll second. Is that what you're looking for?
No, I just need your name for the record.
Oh, okay. Robert Wheeler, go by Ted, present.
And Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountants.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board, first up, we need to have a public hearing regarding the 2026 budget. So, what I would need is a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll move to open the public hearing for the 26-year budget.
Thanks, Justin.
I'll
I'll second the
second.
motion.
Thanks, Greg, Double G. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Okay, board, we are in the public hearing regarding the 26 budget, so we'll let Shelby walk through the budget for us.
All right. So, board, no changes to this from what we reviewed at the last meeting, but I'll just do kind of a quick refresher here. Starting with the general fund, which is where all the administrative costs flow through, setting a budget of about 53,000 in 2026, which would be anticipated to be covered fully by the property tax revenues and the administrative carve out that would come from those revenues. Amounts are split between accounting, legal, auditing, insurance, and then a small amount of miscellaneous. On the debt service fund side, for 2026, revenues are about 146,000, which includes 105,000 of property taxes. Just a reminder, this is actually 2025 property tax revenue anticipated that would be available for the 2026 budget year. So we reflect it in the year that it will be available. Then on the expenditure side, about 635,000, which consists of the scheduled interest payment on the bonds of 631,000. And then paying agent fees of about 4,000. That's the annual payment to UMB for their service to the district. And then we have that $53,000 transfer for the admin carve out. So the bond interest, as a reminder, will be funded partially through capitalized interest that will still be on hand at the end of this year. And then the remainder would be covered with current or just funds available in the property tax revenues. And then lastly, here is the capital projects fund. It's presented since there's been prior year activity, but no budget being set for 2026. So, any questions on the budget?
I don't.
Sorry. You guys all good?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Okay. I don't see any members of the public on, so with that, I need a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make
So
that
moved.
motion
Oh.
Okay, so
To close
Greg
the public
Single
meeting.
G made the motion, Double G seconded the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, let me put back up the agenda. All right, board. So next up, we have the board meeting minutes from our last meeting on November 12th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I did review them today. I didn't see anything that I could recall that was different from what was in the minutes.
Okay. Justin, could I get a motion then?
I'll move to approve the minutes for the November 12th, 2025 meeting.
Great.
I'll
Thank
second
you.
it.
Thanks, Ted. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, board, here is the budget resolution. It's the same resolution you've seen as before, just adopts the 26 budget and then also adopts our mill levy, which is 4 mills for 2026. Any questions? Christy, what is the resolution number?
It's 01.
Okay, that's what I thought. Just
1341.
wanted to double check. All right. If there's no questions, could I get a motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-1
Thanks,
or
Kurt.
dash 01.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Greg. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, let me pull back up the agenda. So, annual meeting schedule, if everyone's good, here will be the meeting schedule for next year. Again, this is the second Wednesday of the month at 2:30. If we have an issue with this, we can adjust it obviously as we go throughout the year, but we have to post an annual meeting schedule. So this is what we'll post if you guys are comfortable with that.
It looks good, yeah.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve this as our annual meeting schedule for 2026?
So moved.
Thanks, Justin.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Greg. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, Shelby is going to talk about their engagement and then move into the 2025 audit. So, Shelby.
Thanks. So, board, we just require an annual renewal of our statement of work with the district. So, this just outlines the scope of work that we do, the deliverables that we do for the district. No changes to any of that. This form is substantially the same as what you've approved in prior years. The one change that we are proposing is a fixed fee for 2026. We just feel like this really simplifies the billing both for us as well as for the district. Keeps it a little bit more consistent month over month. This would just be billed in equal monthly installments. Then you all, in approving and processing those payments, you know exactly what to expect. And then if we have, kind of transition or turnover on our side, just again, kind of simplifies things and keeps it consistent, with where we feel the, kind of true time and effort comes in. So with that, I guess I just pause and ask for any comments or questions, and certainly happy to go back to time and materials if you're not comfortable with the fixed fee.
Could you tell us what we were billed for the last 2 or 3 years?
I don't have that at my fingertips, Ted, but I can certainly follow up via email with that. I do think, for what it's worth, I mean, this is really consistent with what we've been doing for pretty much all other districts as well. Again, the scope is very known. All of the kind of compliance items are the same district to district. But I can certainly pull the data from our system and email that out to the board.
I personally don't have a problem with having a annual fixed fee. That's fine. I just want to compare it to what we have been paying.
I was going to ask for the same thing as well. And the reason being is because when I went down to your next line, if you scroll down a little bit, that yeah, right there, that principal 300 to 650 per hour. I can see the 300 to 650. I had a bit of a heart attack over. So
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know anybody in Southern Utah that's worth 650 an hour. Sorry, Michael. But
I'm up north, so I'm
yeah.
way over that. I'm way worth more than that, but
Yeah, so I had a real problem with some of those hourly rates. But
yeah.
if it's a
And
set fee, I can have a little bit more if I could get what you've done, and then I can look at it and make sure that I feel like we're getting the bang for our buck.
yep, I can get you guys some more information. These are our standard rates. However, we typically are discounting each of our bills that we're passing through because, candidly, I think that those are also a little bit high. And so let me provide some more information on kind of historical years, what we've billed, and then I can provide you guys with a little bit more detail on just kind of the hours that we anticipate for all of the different pieces of our scope, and then kind of what those rate decrease or rate discounts are as well. So, I think, and Michael, certainly, correct me if you don't agree with this, but I think the district could approve this today, subject to me working with maybe Ted and Justin, to make sure that we're comfortable with that fee amount. And then we can still have the chair, authorize or sign that once we're in agreement there, if you guys are comfortable with that.
That sounds fine, yeah. What do you guys think?
I'm fine with that. We can
And
always
you?
revisit it. We haven't signed a contract yet, so
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
And you can send that information to Justin. It's fine.
Okay.
So if we made a motion on this, would I, just as an example, could I say I'll
It's
make a motion?
subject to any revisions.
Yeah, make a motion to approve the annual fixed amount as proposed, subject to further review by both Justin and Ted.
And any revisions therefrom.
And any revision. So would that be an acceptable motion?
That sounds
Yeah,
like the
that'll
motion. I'll
work.
second it.
Sorry, go ahead, Michael.
Thanks, Justin. We have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. I'm just pulling up the quarterly financials. So for 24, looks like it was about 15,000. 23 is about the same. So when you factor in audits, obviously are going to go up. So that means their time and effort are going to go up. For Shelby and team. So I think it's within reason myself, based on what I'm looking at as far as the quarterly financials go. So,
So, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, though. What we're saying is a base of 17,000, but there is circumstances that will then go to the time and material on the bottom.
No, it's a flat fee, it's a fixed fee.
It's a
yeah.
fixed fee.
That's right. So, Greg, and everybody, we include the billing rates if there's any out of scope time. However, there really has not been out of scope time
Okay.
for the services that we're providing to the district. So, I don't anticipate that unless there's something really unique and unusual that comes up. But otherwise, it would be the 17,000 just
Okay, so
flat.
if we're comparing apples to apples, then we would compare similar to what we paid last year in the mid 15,000s to a flat fee of 17,000, which, adjusted for a little bit different scope, maybe a little bit more broader scope, or inflation or just general increases. So that would make sense.
Yeah, and to be fair, Greg, what I just gave you was 24s. So we don't have what was paid in 25. So if 24 was at 15, I feel comfortable that 25 is obviously going to be a little more than the 15 for them.
Sure.
So I feel comfortable with the 17 for what it's worth for you guys. So
Yeah. It makes bookkeeping far
a
more
lot
easy.
easier.
So, I'm fine with it. And same motion, I guess, if Justin and Ted just want to sign off on it when they're ready. I'm totally.
Perfect.
Thanks all. Okay. Michael, we're good with that. We've got all the eyes. Okay. All right, board. Next item is the audit engagement letter with Hinton Burdick for your 2025 year-end audit. They're doing, I think it's about a $200 increase from their prior engagement letter. So $9,950 is the fee that they're coming in at for this audit. Again, that increase is pretty consistent with what we've seen across the board and, obviously needed both for just the level of activity the district has, but for the bonds as well. Any discussion here? Any questions?
No, do we need to approve this as well?
We
Yes.
do.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the updated audit costs as shown or as presented.
Great, thanks.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Greg. All those in favor say aye. All
Aye.
Aye.
right, that's unanimous. All right, last up is the favorite thing of the year, which is the open and public meetings training. So,
All
Justin, please
right.
feel free to hop on in at any
Greg
point.
was
Looks like
kind of
there was
closed my
really
eyes, and I'll
exciting.
tell you the whole story.
Exactly. All right. I timed myself the other day and it's about 5 minutes.
Oh,
So
yeah. This will be
it's
my sixth time in the
I've
last
never done it in
month.
5 minutes. So if you did it 5 minutes, all power to you.
I'm flying through it, Justin. I get to just the bare minimums in. So, all right. So we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act. All of the district's business needs to be conducted in an open and public setting. We have to allow the public to attend and participate. So we have to allow for public comment. Typically, we're going to list 3 minutes. Now, Ted is the chair. You have the ability to adjust that time frame for public comment. Most of the boards, councils I've served on, it's been 3 minutes. The only one I have served on that wasn't three was the Inland Port Board when we started that. And that was 2 minutes just because we had like 100 people at every meeting.
Yeah.
So, but you have the ability to adjust it.
I think it's
Obviously.
fine. We haven't had anybody show up yet, so.
And right, I doubt we will. I think we've had like two PID meetings where we've had outside people, and those were like a little bit controversial PIDs. So, I don't expect us to ever have an issue. So, we obviously need to have a quorum, so three of you have to be there in order to conduct the meeting and take any official action. We have to post an annual meeting schedule on the Utah Public Notice website. That website is kind of the central hub for all municipalities, counties, governmental entities in the state. That way, the public has one place to go so that they can look at any of the governmental entities. They can sign up for email alerts that way. If we post anything on dealing with the district, they get the update, they get the notification so they can plan accordingly to participate. On those notices, we have to list the date, the time, and the place for the meeting. We also post the agenda, and the agenda needs to have reasonable specificity for the agenda items. So we'll take today's agenda as an example. So we list the budget resolution. We can't just say a resolution of the board. We have to list what type of resolution. So it's the budget resolution. That's the level of specificity that they want. Also on the agenda, notice we have to post the Zoom link. That way people can copy the Zoom link, they can attend. Now, if they don't have access to, let's say, the internet, we also list a conference number that they can call. That way they can get a hold of Christy and Christy can add them as part of like a conference call. She can put them on speaker. That way they can still participate. We do have an electronic meetings policy, which is what allows us to conduct the meetings electronically. What is required on that is that we have somebody at the anchor location, and that person at the anchor location, again, can take any calls coming in, can put them as part of the meeting so that they can participate. All of the notices, whether it's a regular meeting or a special meeting, need to have a 24-hour notice. For public hearings related to the budget, which is really the only public hearings we'll have, those are a 7-day notice that we need to have. We do have, we keep minutes and we record all of the meetings. The recordings need to be posted to that website within 3 days after the meeting. When we approve the final budget, or excuse me, the final minutes, those have to be posted within 3 days of the approval. And those are considered to be the official meeting minutes. There's a potential to go into closed sessions, super rare for us. I want to say two closed sessions with all the PIDs that we've seen in the last 3 years. And those dealt with some litigation issues, but super rare. But if we were to go into a closed session, it would take a two-thirds vote of the board. We have to list the reason why we're going into a closed. And those reasons are pretty narrowly defined. So they would be strategy sessions, which would include anything with collective bargaining, any pending or reasonable imminent litigation, if we were going to purchase any property, any leases of real estate, any water rights, water shares, if we were going to talk about appraisals, we were going to talk about our kind of way we were going to try to do any purchase properties, kind of our strategy for those. We could go into close to talk about those. If we were going to do any deployment of security systems, personnel, devices, we could close for that. If we were going to conduct any investigations, regarding any allegations of criminal misconduct or fraud. You know, we have that fraud risk hotline. We also have the fraud reporting policies. So if we were going to conduct anything that way, we could go into a closed session to talk about those. If we were going to talk about anything related to, say, the grandma request that somebody might issue for us or request, and it dealt with the development group, the development company, we could close for that. That way, we don't give away any of your guys' trade secrets or strategies for how you're going to do the development, anything like that that would be confidential. We could close to talk about those. I'll just tell you, we're going to say no to any type of those requests. If we were going to do any loans or any applications, we could close to talk about those. What we're not allowed to close for would be to interview anybody filling any vacancies, any midterm vacancies. We could not discuss any competency, character, or health issues relating to those appointments. We cannot take any final actions in a closed session, so no approval of ordinances, resolutions, rules, regulations, contracts, appointments, anything like that. We do have to record all of the closed sessions. We do keep minutes. The only way you can open those is a court order, or if the board chooses to open, once we dealt, got advice from the attorneys, then we could potentially open. So, with that, that's the training for the year. You guys have any questions?
I don't.
Okay. Everybody good? Okay, do we need, you guys have anything for us? Anything you need us to work on to do?
Nope, I appreciate
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
This process is much easier because you guys are involved.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate that. All right, last thing I would need then is a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Greg.
I'll second
Thanks, Ted. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Good to see you guys.